He was a close confidant of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and a former French modeling agent facing charges of his own. Tonight, Jean-Luc Brunel is dead, found in his Paris prison cell, hanged with his bedsheets, according to the Paris prosecutor's office. Authorities believe the 75-year-old died by suicide. It comes less than 3 years after Epstein was found dead in a Manhattan prison under similar circumstances. His death has been ruled a suicide. Brunel was awaiting trial after several former models accused him of rape and sexual harassment when they were minors.
What he was accused of in the context of his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein was using his position as a modeling scout to lure women to be abused by Epstein and by himself.
In a statement, Brunel's lawyers maintained their client's innocence, writing in part, his decision was not driven by guilt, but by a deep sense of injustice. It's the latest twist in the sprawling saga of Jeffrey Epstein, coming just days after Prince Andrew, another Epstein associate, settled a sexual abuse lawsuit against him without admitting wrongdoing. And in December, Ghislaine Maxwell was convicted of luring young girls to be abused by Epstein. She has requested a new trial. Tonight, Maxwell's brother calls this latest death in the Epstein orbit incomprehensible.
Do you fear for your sister's safety?
Yeah, I certainly do. I'm not a conspiracy theory person, but if you were a conspiracy theory person, obviously you would say, well, you know, these things happen in threes, and no doubt Ghislaine's going to be taken out for whatever fantasy reason people seem to think about.
But for Brunel's accusers?
With Brunel's death, as with Epstein's death, many victims say that they still feel as though they've been denied that closure and that accountability.